The 12th Gene Key. The transformational path of the 12th Gene Key moves from vanity to purity, and it's the path of discrimination. This is quite an exciting Gene Key for me, and I'm excited to explore it simply because it's so mysterious. It's fun to enter on this kind of a journey using the art of contemplation. The Gene Keys are a living wisdom. I've said this many times, a transmission. And that means that there are no experts, especially not me. There's only our listening. And the deeper we listen, the deeper the mystery opens up before us. And this 12th Gene Key is unique because it's really an anomaly. It's a point of closure. If the human journey ever comes to an end, this is the Gene Key that will close it. There's an aspect of the Gene Keys. It's known as the 22 codon rings, and it groups the gene keys together in a mysterious but wonderful pattern according to the structure of the genetic code. So let's just pause for a moment and consider the miracle of the genetic code. It's a code that dictates how all organic life is built. It's literally an instruction manual, and the body has to follow it exactly. And within this matrix, there are three specific codes that signal when the body has to stop building proteins. And these are called the stop codons. So they're chemical signatures that geneticists sometimes liken to traffic lights. And essentially, they control the way in which chemicals are built in the body. So this gene key offers us a mirror of this process. And the 12th Gene Key, it's the third and the final of these three stop codons, you know, and they're known as collectively as the Ring of Trials. But the 12th Gene Key also has another secret, because it's also part of the Ring of Secrets, which is a code within a code. And it's the only place in the Gene Keys that you see this happen. It isn't even reflected in our genetics, as far as I know. So it's a deep secret. And there always have to be secrets. There are codes inside the human body that are dormant, that will only be switched on at a highly specific time in our evolution. Maybe they're waiting for the conditions to be right. Maybe they're awakened through mutations in radiation or very high frequencies. The point is that this gene key conceals something. It's holding something vast back. It's like a dam behind which there's this ocean waiting to break through. So let's have a look at this and see how we can make it practical. At the shadow frequency, the essence of this shadow of vanity is really the dilemma of aloneness. It's the dilemma of being alone on the one hand and the dilemma of wanting to belong or be part of something and others on the other hand. So it's the balance between our relationships and our aloneness. This is our dilemma if we have the 12th gene key, or the 12th shadow. So it's all about how we deal with relationships. And at a collective level, the 12th shadow is really deeply profound because it all hinges on a single deep unconscious fear. And that fear is the fear that another person can take away our freedom or our independence in some way. And we can see that this is a deep victim belief structure, that another can do something to us that takes something away from us. And this is actually the foundation of vanity. Vanity is the belief, the false belief, that we actually exist as individuals. And that may sound funny and mystical, but actually the truth is that from the view of the heart, or at least from the purity of the city, there is only one being here. There is only one of anything, because we are all a single consciousness. Again, that's a very lofty concept, I know, for some people. But the deep dilemma, if we're operating out of the 12th shadow, is this fear that others can take away the spirit of your freedom. And at the shadow level, it's this same fear that makes us emotionally very cautious. And that's a hallmark of this gene key, emotional caution. At the same time, you can also be very volatile beneath the surface. Even so, people with this 12th gene key can sometimes appear very collected and very calm, and yet there are deep-seated boundaries inside them that probably evolved in early childhood. And these boundaries are designed to keep others away in order to prevent them from causing us hurt. So through the 12th shadow, we really only allow people to come into our heart occasionally in tiny controlled bursts. You know, there's an unconscious childhood fear dictating all of this. And what it means is that other people can become very frustrated with us because they're always left wanting more on account of us being so guarded. That represents one extreme. That's one side of the spectrum. And the other side has the opposite effect. The 12th shadow can appear extremely emotional and maybe even a little bit crazy. And this can obviously dominate our life and particularly dog our relationships. You know, we have to remember that this is really about the fear beneath the surface. All the shadow frequencies are about the fear. So our fear prevents us from loving fully or from receiving love. And to receive another's love, that can be the most terrifying thing for this shadow. So the result of all this is that we can end up being the kind of person who always is looking for more space. But ironically, it's never enough. You know, it's just never enough. So relationships can be the 12th shadow's nemesis. And the other thing to know about this 12th gene key is that it's really, really sharp and clever. It has this kind of laser-like mind, which can make us believe that we alone can see the real reasons for everything. You know, you can easily use this kind of a mind to push others away or make them wrong. Vanity creates all manner of unconscious belief systems that help keep people away from our heart. In essence, the 12th shadow is a great fear key, you know, with this deep fear of being emotionally overwhelmed or of not being able to cope with the voltage and the frequency of emotions when they run away inside us. And so the 12th shadow can be very much a person that really is kind of holding it all together on the surface, whereas underneath there's this deeply open, loving being who just doesn't want to admit what's really there underneath. The 12th gift, discrimination. At the gift level, this is the transformational way of discrimination. And the gift level is all about genius. So the essence of discrimination is about being able to discriminate between behavior that's coming from your heart and behavior that's coming from your mind. So it's about balancing emotions and mind. And when I say heart here, I don't mean emotions. I mean, in a way, soul. I mean something beyond emotions. I'm referring to emotions once they've been refined and purified. You see, the real genius of the 12th gift is about refinement. Our life is a life of gradual and constant refinement. And we have to learn to use our gift of discrimination, not just on others in the world, but on ourselves. And at the shadow level, we use the same gift on others to keep them away. But now, at the gift, we turn it upon ourselves. And that's quite a turning point. Because when we look at ourselves with utter honesty, then it allows us to see where we're holding back from others out of fear. And the fear is there in all human beings. It's the vanity of our separateness. So this gift is a breakthrough gift. You know, we use that laser-like honesty to break down our own self-imposed mental boundaries. And then, of course, we experience an opening. It doesn't have to be all at once. Often it's a gradual process, but it begins to re-imprint us. The emotions that we feared would be so overwhelming, actually, they really aren't. You know, sometimes they rise up and then they fall back down again, and they rise up and then they fall. But now we're beginning to remember what love feels like, so we no longer need be afraid. And it's through this gift of discrimination that we begin to let others in. And as we let the world in once again, so our heart begins to swell. And not in a kind of codependent relationship, but just the feeling of love, of self-love, of the love of life. And the process continues because we have to let it all in. We have to let in the emotions of the world and the wounds of the world and the wounds of others, all of that into our being and into our heart. And it's our greatest fear. But as we learn to discriminate, we realize that other people can't touch us. Most of the time, it's other people's stuff that we just have to disentangle from. And so we slowly realize that nothing exists outside us and nothing can touch the purity that's in our heart. So we let the world into our heart and finally we taste that freedom that we've been seeking for so long. And as our search deepens through this inner discrimination, we also realize that we don't want to be alone. We really don't. We want to live in love with an open heart. That's the 12th gift. And the aloneness we're seeking is really not aloneness, but purity. It's the purity of our own heart, and it doesn't depend on any external conditions. That's the beautiful secret that we learn through this gift. If we have the 12th gene key and the 12th gift, then we need to realize that emotions are not the enemy. We have to let life and let love into our heart. And if necessary, we have to also let it wound us. You know, we can hold nothing back. This is such a powerful thing because we realize that nothing or no one can really wound us. You know, the pain may remind us of a childhood belief system that we're still holding on to, but it's not who we are. That's the point. You know, through this gift, we stop being an observer of love and life and we become an embodiment of love. And our true genius is to help others also with this same leap. So the 12th gift is a great gift of love. And by the way, the genius of this gift is also very acoustic. It's really rooted in sound and in the use of your voice. And when we really come from this place, this pure place inside, rather than the shadow and the fear, then our voice has a real power to stir the heart and soul of others. The 12th city, purity. The city is the divine essence of life. And the 12th city shows us that we are nothing but purity. And this is what's hiding all along in vanity. The only purity there is purity of heart. There's no other purity. And nothing or no one can ever take that away from us. No matter how they try, no matter what they do to us, no matter how horrendous the outer conditions might get, no one can touch the purity of our heart. That is the marvelous realization of the 12th city. So in other words, we can be locked up in prison, but they can never stop our love. They can do anything to us, but they can never stop our love. Because when we get in touch with our heart, when we really get in tune with it, then all of our relationships and all of our dilemmas are instantly resolved. Because we cannot be tarnished by anyone or anything external, because there is no external. It's all just us. It's all just manifestations of the one same thing. So if we have this city, you know, think about this. If you have this city, if you have this gene key, your purity will always be tested. That's part of the transformational journey through this gene key. It's why it's part of what's called the ring of trials. And because this is also the ring of secrets, there is a secret for us all to learn. And it's that everything and everyone is inside us. So we simply have to let it all in. Because there's no outer. There's no other. There's just this one. And I know that that sounds very New Agey. But it remains a truth. And the 12th gene key and its city is about letting life's experiences polish our heart. It's this journey of refinement. And then we can let our heart shine out. It's the love that we experienced as a child, that purity, that innocence, that we're each here to remember that over and over and over again until we've embodied it. Ultimately, it's about our purity of heart, particularly through our speech and our voice, or our song, or our chant, and sometimes also through our silence. Our purity will remind others, all others, that they too are of the same heart, the one heart. We're all here for love. There's no other reason for existence. These 64 words for the cities, they're nothing but the multitudinous names of love. And purity is the very heart of love, the soul of existence. If you have this gene key, or if you're contemplating it, in any depth, remember this. Let love sing through you. And I don't mean emotional love, sentimental love. Look at the 64 cities. Look at the many names of love. In my short program called Dare to be Divine, I explore these names, the names of love. At least I introduce them. And it really doesn't matter what your name is. It doesn't matter what your profile is or when you were born. The words are not the territory. The territory is the living, breathing expression of love. And love is pure. Nothing else matters but love. It's waiting to break through inside each of us. It's our essence. It's our heartbeat. And it's our home.